mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it is already Friday, the 15th day of October, 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, going out on a wonderful list of brave and caring AM and FM stations, simulcasting on the Internet at prisonplanet.tv, infowars.net, and infowars.com. And, of course, global shortwave during the day at 9.475 and at night at 3210. Again, that's 9.475 during the day and 3210 at night. Big broadcast lined up for you today, not just all the news about the election and about the government saying there's impending terror attacks coming, but also Dr. John Breeding will be joining us. Yesterday, we talked about state hearings that were held a few weeks ago, where the state's doctors, psychiatrists, were saying that, well, the reason half the foster care children in Texas, and it's higher in other states, but the average is about 53%, is because their brains are wired differently. It's eugenics, you see. So we'll talk about that for about 30 minutes, in 30 minutes. And then Charlotte Iserby, number two position, Department of Education under Ronald Reagan, expert on the New World Order and their activities, will be here talking about the National ID Card. And then Declan McCullough, who writes for CNET News and many other big publications, will also be talking about that with us. It's a big deal. It's very important. It could pass any day now. It's passed out of the House and the Senate. It's in conference committee right now as they merge the two different pieces of legislation, quote from the advisements of the 9/11 whitewash police state promoting commission. So that is coming up. Indie Media seizures, a trawl for Genoa G8 trial cover-up. Now we have found out, according to the Register and other publications, mainstream publications, that a foreign government ordered the FBI to grab 20 websites in this country, highly respected indie media sites. A lot of great journalists, even mainstream journalists, have quit and gone to work with these folks. Back a few years ago, remember in the Genoa, Italy summit, where they killed people with armored vehicles, ran over their bodies, ran back over them, beat people to death. Indie media reporters were almost beaten to death themselves, were hospitalized with severe problems. They sued, and it was over the lawsuit. They just don't like the lawsuit in Italy, so they ordered the FBI under international law or new global government to grab our websites. And I say our websites because indie media, any of us can go post things on them in their discussion areas, and I've used them. They carry a lot of my stuff, and, you know, it's our websites. So it's very, very serious. But the good news is indie media gets its servers back in court, and that's how they found out that this was the Italian government, the fascista government over there. Very, very serious situation. Leaders in D.C. mock Senator Dayton, how he evacuated 3 days ago from the U.S. Capitol, citing internal security reports he'd been given of impending attacks on the Capitol. Well, yeah, 3 months ago, again, the feds told U.S. News and World Report that the Capitol would be destroyed. I think I would evacuate. Feds tell me your building will be destroyed. It will happen. I would leave. But they're saying, how dare him leave, and he's not allowed to talk about the threat he was given by Senator Frisk, the leader of the Senate, and he's very evil, they're saying. Meanwhile, Senator Byrd backs Dayton's decision to close his offices. This out of the Associated Press. Families of 9/11 victims are looking to sue the government because they've dumped their bone fragments and ashes into the city landfill. They're not very happy about that. And now they're telling you how great the microchips will be under your skin to stop Al-Qaeda. That's the tip of the iceberg. You want to stay with us? We'll be right back. Don't forget, prisonplanet.tv. Got some new stuff posted there.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're now 8 minutes and 15 seconds into this first hour. Dr. John Breeding will be joining us to talk about how the government psychiatrists are now admitting that taking people's children and forcibly drugging them, half of the foster children plus in the country are on these drugs. They say it's because they're inferior. They're subhuman. It's eugenics right out in the open. So we'll talk to him for about 30 minutes at the bottom of this hour. Then Charlotte Iserby, again, former deputy head of the Department of Education, number two position there in that department under Ronald Reagan. We'll talk about the national ID card and the state of education as well. And then in the third hour, Declan McCullough from CNET News, also talking about the national ID card legislation. It's a big deal. We're going to talk a lot about it. And, of course, throughout the broadcast, an important chronicle, or you could say smattering, of the most important news and information. Before I get into crude oil hitting $55 a barrel, I told you Monday, looks like it's going to go to $60. And then we'll get into the future of face and identity checking. Your new national ID card, U.S. military pounds targets in and around Fallujah. Also, rapper, blacks cheered when 9/11 happened. I don't know what blacks you know, Mr. Racist, but the blacks I know certainly didn't cheer. A lot of black people died in those buildings. But disgusting racism, just the most venomous type of black Nazi activity you can imagine. Out of control. We'll be going over that. Also, Indy Media seizures a trawl for Genoa G8 trial cover-up. This is out of the Register. We're now learning why they grabbed the servers a foreign government for no reason, and then it turns out it's because reporters for that group were suing the Italian government for beating the living daylights out of them, and they actually killed a lot of people, ran over them with armored vehicles, back over them on video. They would beat people so severely that a lot of them died. So that is coming up as well. Also, again, leaders in D.C. are mocking Senator Dayton, who's pulled out of the Capitol. But Senator Byrd says he's doing the right thing. So we'll cover that as well. And we're working today on getting some congressman or woman, some senator on the show, the broadcast, to maybe pry some of the details of this national security briefing they were given that they're not allowed to talk about a month ago. Of course, I think we know what that briefing was. Unnamed White House source told U.S. News and World Report, then the Associated Press 3 months ago, that the Capitol, quote, will be destroyed. Again, I'm not saying that. Let's make this clear. It's the government saying it. We have that article, several of those articles where they said it, posted. So, and they've told Homeland Security, State Police, police, military, everybody I know that there's going to be a big attack and that the big date is from October 1st to November 2nd. And then the alert continues through the new year. Are they drilling us for martial laws? Is another fake terror alert? I certainly hope it is. Talk about the lesser of two evils. I hope they're just issuing fake terror alerts. I hope it's not real. I hope the globalists don't have a group of patsies about to blow something up who think they're Al-Qaeda and don't know their bosses are CIA. Or I hope they don't have a group of Russian spitznats posing as Chechnyans about to unleash suitcase nukes. Oh, by the way, I've gotten hundreds of emails. I've gotten a bunch of people calling. Why am I not talking about Bill O'Reilly and the sexual harassment suit? I read about 5 pages of it and then quit reading 20 pages of the suit. And I'm not going to talk about it. Now, we're not going to censor you. If you want to talk about it, we can, but we got potential Chechnyans or somebody else with suitcase nukes in the country. We've got senators evacuating the Capitol. We've got every different agency I have contacts with saying they're told it's going to happen, martial law, the whole nine yards. We've got crude oil at $55 a barrel. We've got the high-tech job layoffs accelerating. We've got mass programs for a new national ID card to have a job. Federal programs to forcibly psychologically test every American about to pass. I would be embarrassed if I talked about Bill O'Reilly. I didn't talk about Kobe Bryant. I didn't talk about O.J. Simpson. I am just not going to do it. Okay, let's talk about Mr. Bennett and his book of virtues, and he's this mad gambler, you know, millions in gambling. Let's talk about, you know, Rush the Pill Head. Reason I mentioned that a few times is because the guy said anybody who does drugs should go to prison. Throw away the key. Okay, then throw your pill head in there. I don't believe you should go to prison, Mr. Limbaugh. I think you are sick. I know you did hurt your back. I know you did get addicted. I know the big farmer puts out these dangerous drugs. But, you know, you said it, so you need to go to prison. But I'm sorry. I just, Rush Limbaugh on pills, Bennett gambling, and allegedly Mr. O'Reilly being a pervert. I mean, what am I supposed to say? I mean, what am I supposed to do here? It just doesn't matter. You know, David Dreyer living with his boyfriend, frankly, and the Republicans think it's a wonderful thing. So just let's just drop the whole thing. Folks, we're about to be nuked, probably. At least the government's saying it's going to happen. I mean, while you're busy off running around, and by the way, I think that is bad what Dreyer's doing. My point is, Republicans think it's a Christian conservative thing, so let's just leave it alone. You know, they think busing in male prostitutes, male porn stars to service them at Bohemian Grove is a good thing. New York Post, Associated Press. So, you know, it's all a big joke. The whole thing's a joke. So I'm not going to talk about those issues. I'm sorry. I know it's fun. I know it's like a soap opera, and who the bigger they are, the harder they fall. The whole thing is just a diversion, people. It is a diversion. Do I think that Bill O'Reilly is guilty? I don't know. I mean, he's so arrogant. He's so dishonest. He's loved by conservatives when he's not conservative. what does my nose tell me? I think you know what your nose tells you about Mr. O'Reilly. But it doesn't matter compared to 25 potential Chechnyans or whoever they are with suitcase nukes. It doesn't equate with people evacuating the Capitol. I mean, it just does, it isn't open-air growing corn that has live AIDS virus in it, mad cow disease in the U.S., wide-open borders. It just doesn't even equate. It doesn't even make it onto my radar screen. So why am I talking about it? Because people are obsessed with it, and this is what people want to talk about. And if you can't feel how we're on the razor's edge, how we're at the edge of the precipice, you know, that feeling of when you're standing on a 5,000-foot cliff looking down at your death, you know, that's the type of feeling I've got in my guts, my heart, my soul right now for this country. And we're talking about Kobe Bryant, and we're talking about Lacey Peterson, and we're talking about Scott Peterson, and we're talking about Bill O'Reilly, and phone sex. And I just do not, frankly, care. I mean, I think it's disgusting behavior if it's true, pressuring someone who worked for him. And yeah, it's bad, but it does not equate with our troops dead and dying in Iraq, you know, in a war based on a fraud, based on lies. So if you call in about it, fine, you're welcome to. But I don't expect me to be all friendly with you about it and sit there and try to elaborate on it with you. I'm done talking about it. I will not talk about it again. I'm done. If you call in telling me about baseball, I'm going to get really mad. Okay, I mean, you've got all the other shows in the world to talk about this stuff. This is not the broadcast. This is not the forum. But again, we don't screen your calls. You want to call in with idiocy, go ahead. And I don't mean that for 98% of our listeners, but for some of you, you know who you are. You need to get your heads screwed on straight. Because Bill O'Reilly isn't going to matter very much if we wake up with the phone lines jammed and you can't call your family members, and they're announcing that we're under civil emergency, and the police are blocking the highways, and we hear the first cases of super smallpox are, you know, spreading through five states. It isn't going to matter anymore when we wake up and a major city has had about 100 square blocks turned into a molten crater, and the rest of the city is radiated with dead and dying evacuating. And then they're going to have a national draft, and they're going to take your children, and they're going to inject them into dozens of countries, and it's never going to end, and the real tyranny is going to start. And yes, other levels of conflict are going to probably break out in this country. And they're going to put you, the police, and the firemen, and the military on the front lines of doing something that doesn't keep us safe, but cements a total dictatorship in this country. And I mean a dictatorship of this corrupt elite. No matter if it's John Forbes Kerry or George W. Bush, or now we learn they're both cousins with Dick Cheney. I already knew that, but now more details have come out mainstream. It just never ends, people. Okay, I didn't mean to spend an entire segment on this, but now there, I've done it. We're going to break and come back and get into all the other news and information. And the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. I do want to encourage all the listeners who are on the Internet to go to prisonplanet.tv or to give your friends or family a gift, you know, a one-month subscription for $5.95. That's 19 cents a day. A year subscription is 15 cents a day. And, you know, you have family that's computer literate. It's pretty easy. Go to the website and enter your passcode that you create yourself. And, you know, give a membership to your friends, your family. And we need your support. But all my videos, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other great documentaries, we've been authorized to post there. It's quite a deal for 15 or 19 cents a day, respectively. So prisonplanet.tv. I mean, my last four weekly reports, and I've been doing two a week lately. We always do one a week, but a lot of weeks we do two a week, have just been spectacular. And so I hope you'll go sign up for that alone, prisonplanet.tv. When we get back, I'll briefly give you the toll-free number if you want a hard copy of any of my films on VHS or DVD. Then we'll plunge into your calls and a bunch of other news. Please stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some 2-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
Let's do this. I'm going to go to your calls extremely quickly. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Barry in Missouri. Barry, go ahead. You're on the call.
Hi, Alex.
On the air.
Hi, Alex. Great show. Really appreciate all you're doing for this movement we're having here. Listen, I just wanted to confirm what you were talking about earlier a few days ago about all the toll roads. I turned on two major AM stations here in the St. Louis area, and they were talking about widening Interstate 70 between Kansas City and St. Louis and turn it into a toll road for $10 in each direction, $45 for truckers.
And were they saying it was wonderful?
Oh, yes. I mean...
Very conservative. Yeah, and you know why? I guarantee you that that toll company with the government is about to buy giant ad packages on those stations. That's how they do the payoffs here locally.
Yeah. Then I tuned into KMOX, another major station, and the callers were talking about turning in one of these newer bridges on the Mississippi to turn it into a toll bridge.
I mean, every road in the United States that's state or federal or local of any major size will be a toll road is the official federal plan that I told folks about in 99 in my film, Police State 2000, with the documents. And now here we are. I said by 2005 in the film, and they're a couple years behind having it in everywhere, but it's going in all over the country right now.
Yeah, well, Alex, just like you said, okay, what can I say?
Well, I wish I was. I mean, all I do is read the documents. I mean, I get up here and rant and rave, but I spend probably 4 or 5 hours a day just reading government documents.
Yeah.
And my wife will come down at 3 a.m. and go to bed. What are you doing? And I'm just like, you know, that's all I do. I just know their plan. It's hell on earth. It's the end of this country. Thanks for the call, Barry. Yeah, and you know, is this our country? And in polls in Texas, 98% of people are against it in Houston, 93% in Austin, and they say, we don't care. We don't care. Just shut up. We have men with black uniforms with machine guns. Go ahead and try to riot. We built camps for you. Ha, ha, ha. Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I want to say what a pleasure it is to get to talk to you. I'm a student at Rice University, and I have to say you are infinitely smarter than the professors I'm forced to sit through in political science and history classes. That I bring them the information that you put on. I'm a Prison Planet subscriber. I bring them the information, and they laugh at me. Ha ha, 9/11 conspiracy. Get your tinfoil hat back, you know. And so it's a pleasure to get to talk to you live. But
well, it's good to talk to you, Dan.
Thank you. There is a generation of some of us youth that are actually waking up to this. But I wanted to talk about Senator Mark Dayton.
And yes.
Our friend General Eberhardt from Northern Command, which now has the FEMA troops, the first responders, the National Guard, he's saying, we have to suspend posse comitatus. This man comes out yesterday to the press and says, you know, Mark Dayton is crazy. Don't worry about what he's saying. I don't think it's going to be on D.C. I think it's going to be on our ports, our harbors, and our infrastructure. And he says there's going to be a multiple city attack. And this is the guy who has control over the first responders. And
Now to show how I don't know it all and can't keep track of it all, where did you see General Eberhardt, the new head of the domestic Gestapo? I want to find this article. Where did he say this?
All right. Alex, I went on news.google.com and typed in Northern Command. And actually, he was out with 700. I want to get into the detail if you'll give me a couple minutes.
Yeah.
He was out there with 750 of these New World Order generals. And I actually want to say, Alex, I think what you've been saying is that there is the agenda has never been more united. They want to get us microchipped. They want the tolls on the road. They want to get our kids drugged. They want us drugged. They want us in prisons. They want to draft people like me. Total prison economy, total military economy, wipe out the world's population. Like Kerry will do it too, absolutely. But there is a group of generals within the United States government right now that doesn't want to see John Kerry win. They have their military empire of global conquest, and they will be damned if some Illuminati master in the Netherlands.
So where was Eberhardt yesterday with his gaggle
He's in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
No, I know that's where he's based, but I'm saying where did you – what particular news –
It was from Colorado Springs paper. It was a local paper, and they were holding a conference with 750 people. I wish I was in front of a computer right now. I could give you the direct link. But the crux of it was he held a special conference, and they had a bunch of reporters. They had pictures of the reporters actually in the article. And he said, you know, don't worry about what Mark Dayton said. He said, we don't have any actionable intelligence, but we think that they're going to hit our ports, our harbors, and our infrastructure. I think that's a direct quote. Okay, so, you know, I'm in Houston.
All right, I'll find that article.
But I wanted to add, Alex, that one of the people who was supposed to show up for the conference was this man, James Loy, who's the deputy director of the Homeland Security. He doesn't show up, so I started investigating. Well, who's James Loy? Here's some quotes from him. He says, when Al-Qaeda takes credit for the Madrid bombing, the notion that one can realize political ends by atrocious terrorist behavior can't be left on the table. One only has to extrapolate and wonder what's going to happen in the U.S. elections, he told Reuters in an interview in Vienna.
Yeah, I saw that quote. And by the way, at the very same time, they're saying they may suspend the election.
Oh, and you have divorce stories out of the Federal Election Commission saying,
yeah,
well, you know, we have to do it. And you have Michael Isikoff writing about it in Newsweek. You have Ashcroft saying that we have to take the legal measures. They're ready for this. This was Plan B.
Question is, will they do it? We'll be right back. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're only, what, 17 days out from the election right now? Openly, martial law is being discussed, canceling the elections. You've all heard it. The feds months ago said that there will be attacks in D.C. on the Capitol. We hope that doesn't happen. They're the ones that are saying it. Then, according to our caller, and we're confirming this, General Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM, who's openly said get rid of Posse Comitatus in the past, but troops on the streets, was out spouting off about terror attacks being impending yesterday. And we've got a bunch of these articles posted on PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, Infowars.net. I know Annie and Regina and Mark and everybody else that's Patrick that's holding will get to you. We've got them introducing a new laws for a national ID card, new laws for forced drugging and forced psychological testing. I mean, it's just, there's never been a tyranny like this before being set up right in front of our eyes. And whether they carry out terror attacks or whether terror attacks happen, they've still trained everyone to accept this and that this is the new atmosphere. This is being introduced now to our psyches. It is more important than ever to get my documentary films. I've made 11 of them. The 11th film is out. It's called American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. How Bush and Kerry actually have almost the same policies, how they're cousins, members of the same group, how they're pushing for the national ID card, the latest 9/11 information. It's out on VHS and DVD. The VHS is 95 minutes long. The DVD is 115 minutes long, about 20 minutes of extra stuff in it. And one DVD or VHS is $19.95, but on the DVDs, we've got a big special for you. We also have discounts on the VHS. They're not as great. Each additional copy after you get one for $19.95 is $5.95, as many as you want. So go get three or four or five copies. Give them to people. Ship them out to you. UPS Ground. You'll get them quick. Here's the toll-free number to get American Dictators or 9/11 The Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, any of my films. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order any of the films via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Now, we don't have that same discount on my other films, but we do have some other discounts that are also substantive. Like if you buy three of my videos, you get an $18 discount on the package price. So, again, 1-888-253-3139. I know everybody wants to talk about the issue that I've been focusing on, Senator Dayton evacuating the Capitol 3 days ago, saying that he was given a national security briefing of impending disaster there. And then again, we have U.S. News and World Report being told by a White House source that the Capitol will be attacked. Again, I'm not saying this is going to happen. They're saying this. And every National Guard, State Police, Homeland Security, FEMA person I know has been told, we've even got some of their memos now, that it's going to happen. But they don't have any specifics, they just know it's going to happen, we'll have to take all of our rights. So we will get to your calls as well. We have several guests coming on about the national ID card situation. Joining us just for the next 25 minutes is Dr. John Breeding, who's a good personal friend of mine here in Austin, Texas, also an author. And we even carry the two books he's written on the subject of drugging the children and how they set this up. But he testifies around the country, and back on October 4th, he was testifying to a state board, to the legislature, and there were some people there on the side of Big Pharma, some psychiatrists, saying that, well, the reason we've drugged half the foster children isn't because they're unhappy or in bad conditions, and isn't because you're five times more likely to be abused in foster care custody. That's just the statistics. But it's because their brains are wired differently. That's pure eugenics, folks. You know, these kids are subhuman, basically, they're saying. And Dr. Breeding was there and stood up to them. And he's put out a report on this that's at wildestcults.com or at ablechild.org or at, of course, infowars.com. Dr. Breeding, great to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex.
You know, I feel like I am in the middle of the Nazi Germany coup d'etat or something. And then in the middle of all this, we've got just the most draconian statements, eugenics coming back out all over the place.
Yeah, I know. I think about you in that situation because I know, you know, all the things that you're describing that you just went over again a couple of minutes ago. And here I am down at the state legislature testifying to a committee that's investigating CPS, and specifically that hearing was on foster care and psychotropic drugs. And sure enough, you know, the docs come up and say it out loud right to the legislators, you know, that the reason why so many kids are having to be drugged is because they're really sick and they come from a bad gene pool and that they have a different brain. And
by the way, those are quotes.
Those are direct quotes. You know, they come from a bad gene pool and their brains are different. Those are direct quotes from two different doctors. It's completely a eugenics justification and philosophy, exactly. And it's a complete avoidance of the things that you said, you know, which is that it's about trauma, it's about upheaval, removal from the home, it's about neglect, poor care, the inability to meet these children's real needs. So, yeah, they're traumatized and they have a hard time, and there's no doubt about that. But to just say that it's a bad gene pool and that's why they need drugs, it's just... Everything's completely justified. There's no problem with the system. There's no problem with how we care for the children. There's no need to think any further. And it's a direct parallel to what goes on in politics that you're describing.
Well, I respect you as, you know, a real psychologist, and certainly psychology is a real field. Trying to then make it medical is something completely different. I mean, what's happened to us? It seems like on every front, there is a separation happening. The awareness of those of us fighting it is growing. There's more of us every day. But at the same time, those that are in the system seem themselves to really be manifesting a type of rampant despotism or insanity where they're now just espousing, yeah, we're going to put cameras in school bathrooms. Yeah, we're going to drug all of you. Yeah, we're going to go to war with everybody. Yeah, we're going to take all your freedoms. Yeah, we're going to have a national ID card. I mean, it's like I woke up in a bad dream or something. The speed of all of this, the coming out in the open of all of this, is this part of a systematic game plan, or are these people so out of touch with reality that they think what they're doing is normal?
Well, I think both are true. Actually, I think it is systematic in the sense that it's, a very deliberate plan, just like, Bush's decision to present himself as a very certain person who is very after the evil and going to protect people from it, and he makes no mistakes, and he's absolutely perfect, and then on the other hand, though, people are just in massive denial. They are just afraid to confront the reality of what's happening with the world. And when you can put somebody up there who can say, I know exactly what's going on and I will take care of you and this is the way to do it, then there's a little bit of a protection, it feels like, from facing the truth and facing reality, which is a hard pill to swallow and which shakes people up. And so I think both are true. I think it is systematic, and I think it's also true that it appeals to a kind of a psychological weakness, if you will, which is that it's hard to confront the truth because it's scary and it feels insecure.
I hate to use a gross analogy, and then we'll get back into this latest eugenics development that we've seen popping up in other areas, by the way, folks, not just in Texas. But I'm sure you heard a few months ago about the 600-pound woman who hadn't been up from her couch in 6 years.
Actually, that might have gone right by me, so keep going.
Well, the only reason I bring this up, it's a horribly gross analogy, but mm-hmm. I use this as the example of the 800-pound elephant, whatever in your living room.
Right.
We all use that analogy, or the 10-ton elephant, whatever. No analogy to her, or, no pun concerning her. My point is, she had grafted to the sofa. She hadn't been up in 6 years, and the entire room was full of her waste, but her family kept bringing her food. And to me, that showed the denial, how incrementally it could end up with something like that. That's kind of indicative of the society itself, that we are in denial about really what a decadent, corrupt empire, sick empire we've become. And I don't mean all of us, folks, but I mean the system itself and what we've been conditioned to accept.
Well, I think you're right, and I think it is a gross analogy, but I think it's an accurate one as a metaphor for what you're talking about. And, we've got this huge numbers of people locked up in prisons. We've got this sinking of our resources in a made up war. We've got the killing of innocent people everywhere. We've got this gradual, or maybe not so gradual, erosion of civil liberty that you keep talking about. And it is. It's obscene and gross. And then to have a figurehead kind of president who says, it's all right, and I reassure you, and I've got it under control, and we're not making any mistakes, we're doing exactly the right thing, it is mind-boggling. And this is why I always love this conversation, because you always come back, you confront this every day, just like I confront it every day, and every day still I shake my head.
Well, let me ask you this. You're in this committee, and we've got the quotes here and the doctor's names, but let's detail this for people briefly here. I mean, you're there, and they're openly spouting eugenics statements, because you're there saying, why are half the foster care children, and up in Massachusetts, other areas, it's more like 65%, why are so many of them on these drugs? And then they're saying, well, that's because they're a different species, basically. I mean, you're there. How did the committee respond to these statements?
Well, it is over half. It's closer to three-quarters in Texas. And many of them are on multiple psychotropic drugs. Many of them are on these heavy-duty so-called antipsychotic drugs that are known to cause permanent neurological disease, and anybody who takes them for very long, they just zonk the kids out. Many of them are on the adult antidepressants, which have just been this huge warning thing about how they cause suicide in a certain number of kids. Huge numbers of them are on the speed-type drugs. We've got a new report from this week that shows that a lot of them, even under age 6, under age 5, and even under age 3, are on these drugs. So that's the reality of it. So, yeah, the good news is the legislators are recognizing that this is a huge problem, and so they're willing to listen to people like me. The other thing, though, is that they're not willing to go and say, this is just a bogus practice. They're willing to say, well, maybe it's overdone a little bit, but we still have to respect the doctors and listen to them. And so then the doctors come up and their lobbyists. So it's either the doctors or their lawyer lobbyists. Both of them speak to this group, and they say, incredibly enough, kind of like this 600-pound woman or the elephant in the living room, they say, you know, the problem is that she's not fat enough and we're not feeding her enough. So they literally go up there and say, you know, these kids are really sick, and you know what? What we need to do is there's probably even more of them out there that we're not taking care of. The problem is not that we're over-drugging. It's that they really need this, and they probably even need more.
So now it's not the parents' fault, who many times did absolutely nothing. We've got this industry that gets paid according to how many children they snatch. And then again, Fed's own statistics, 5 times more likely to be abused in their hands. Most dangerous group are these big foster houses and foster parents, period. I'm not saying you're all bad, but statistically, most dangerous group out there, just the facts, folks. And you grab these children, and I knew the national average was over 60%. You're saying almost 3/4 in Texas, worse than I had thought on the numbers I'd seen, doctor. And then now you go in there, and they're spouting off about eugenics, and we need to get even more kids. And, I mean, how do they morally sit there and cram these pills in 2- and 3-year-olds' mouths so they can just warehouse them, and so they just sit there in their rooms, and the foster parents can just collect the checks, and then these lobbyists go up there and say it's all their fault, and, you know, they've got different brains. Well, none of them have been CAT scanned or looked at. It's just, I mean, we got teachers saying you need to go on drugs. It's a total fraud.
That's right. Yeah, it's money-driven, as always, you know. I was with a family this morning. They're finally, hopefully, getting their daughter home. You know, she was yanked out of the school against her will because they gave her this little screening thing, and this is related to the mental health screening, and I still want people to go to my website, wildestcults.com, and sign on to that declaration of refusal to have your children screened in the schools. But this young person was screened in Pflugerville. They decided she was suicidal. She told them, no, I'm not. They still took her, put her in the state hospital. She went through 3 months there, took her to San Antonio to another treatment center. She went through 3 months there. In the meantime, she's fighting, so she's getting taken down and restrained and drugged. She doesn't want to be there. She finally, they get a lawyer who's a friend of mine, and so now they're backing them off, and they're going to let her come home, hopefully. But she's on one of these antipsychotics, Risperdal. She can barely keep her eyes open in the session with me, and it's happening. It's very real, you know. And then they want to, and then they say, "Well, maybe we didn't handle this quite right. We're going to send her home, but we're not going to give you any support to deal with the fact that she's on these drugs and how do you get her off them and whatever." You know, they've got a certain set of doctors that work for them. They're true believers. That's what they do. They drug kids because they have bad gene pools and weird brains.
And again, they're not geneticists. They're not. They haven't looked at their brains. I mean, it's just totally made up. It's just
totally made up. It's a belief system, like the belief system that said the Jews were unworthy of living, and the Gypsies, and whoever else, and we're going to kill them in the gas chambers. It's the same belief system. It's the same dynamic. You deal with the so-called flotsam and jetsam of society, whoever you judge that to be, by deciding that they're genetically defective. It has nothing to do with the social structures that you're challenging and the economic structures that you're challenging. It's
So almost 75% are being drugged.
75% of the monies that, or actually it was like 78%, I think, of the monies that are spent on prescription drugs for the kids in foster care is psych drugs.
Okay,
it's
so
unbelievable.
Let's go over this. So they actually believe the majority of children they take from parents have bad brains. It's not just the bad parent now, it's the child has a bad brain too. I mean, who's really the abuser here?
Who's really the abuser? The abuser is the person who sends the person who the child gets worse on in under your hands. And so our CPS system, our foster care system, our state mental health system is an institutional abusive, because a very high percentage, whatever the statistic is, you know, and it's definitely over 50%, I think it's closer to 3/4 of the kids, are placed on psych drugs. That means that they're going to leave or be in worse shape by definition because they're on these drugs that are toxic, poisonous, and dangerous and do cause brain damage.
And, again,
and that's apart from all the other things that the comptroller revealed and that you're talking about, like called, you know, physical or sexual abuse, called neglect, called bad homes, the things that we usually think of when we look at, you know, bad conditions in foster care. That's not even counting that. Even if they get the greatest care and they're put on Risperdal or Zyprexa, they're still coming home in worse shape.
Well, and with most of these CPS cases, it's a poor family. Something happens at school. They come out, quote, to talk to the family, see some dirty plates in the sink. They then take the children, and they go to a house with 10 kids where the people are getting rich off of them, and the foster care people get a lot more money if they put the kid on drugs. And it's five times more likely to be abused or die or be beaten in their hands. I mean, folks, that's just the numbers. We're taking children from good homes, in most cases, and putting them into the hands of abusers. And that's just the facts, people. I mean, it makes me want to cry, pull my hair out. And this is only one facet of this new world order. Dr. Breeding, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right. Back live, final segment with Dr. Breeding. And we're going to come back, go through the calls that are holding, then get Charlotte Iserby. She was the former second command of the Reagan administration, Department of Education. We'll be talking about education, but also the national ID card. By the way, her dad was Skull and Bones. You know that? I might get her to talk about her dad's deathbed confession before he died. She's done that before. He repented before he died. More courage than a lot of these people. By the way, the criminal elite running this country, they're in power because they are ruthless and because they don't care about humanity. This is kind of a blind spot in human activities and history, that the general public means well, is gullible, doesn't understand the nature of the power elite. And it's repeating itself again. And Dr. Breeding, to help stop these eugenics individuals who will rationalize no matter what evil they're involved in, and the New Freedom Initiative to forcibly psychologically test every child and then every adult. You've now, I heard, got over 5,000 signatures since you put this up a month ago. We need to double that. I mean, every listener needs to go there and sign up for this petition right now and this declaration at wildestcults.com. They can also do it at ablechild.org. And if you miss those websites, link through at infowars.com. Just briefly, tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Yeah, we got over 5,000, and it's growing, and we need to get 10,000, and it's because it's getting some media attention, and we're connecting with the Congressman Ron Paul, who's fighting this thing in Washington, and so we're building on that effort, and that's a good thing. So, yeah, go to the websites and sign on. You can read the statement. You'll agree with it. Sign on and lend your energy to taking a stand that says, I refuse, I will not comply with any government mental health initiative to screen my children in the schools for alleged mental illness.
And the plan then says adults, too, by law, and Illinois is about to do it for all women when they go in to have a child.
Now, well, they're trying to fund pilot programs in different states, and the one in Illinois starts with anybody who's pregnant. You go in, send a social worker, you look for possible signs that the mother might be, quote, mentally ill. We know what that means in this world, in this system that's driven by Big Pharma and that has this eugenic belief system. That means that you get a psychotropic drug.
And again, folks, or they take your child. A criminal gets due process. Someone that he thinks committed an axe murder. But now, by law, every time you go to have a child, beforehand, you're going to get these criminals, and that's what they are, coming after you. Folks, I mean, think about this. This is like the KGB screening of the population. This is it. But Dr. Breeding, when these doctors, and you've got their quotes and their names, you were there, when they went up and said, it's, you know, these eugenic statements, their brains are wired wrong, bad gene pool, I mean, did the committee members' mouths hang open? Did that actually backfire on these people?
Well, one thing that happened is it just went quiet. It was just really interesting, and it just kind of went dead. You know, nobody said anything. Some jaws fell in the audience. You know, the legislators just kind of went stone-faced. And so I hope it backfired. We certainly followed it up with a clarification, and the committee chair, Susanna Hupp, was very receptive to that. The chair of the Health and Human Services Committee was also very receptive to that. He called me the next week and said, we're having another hearing. We want you to come. I couldn't go to that particular one, but they are receptive to the counter information. You know, they are receptive to a message that says, you know, here's the truth about where the research is on that. Here's the fact that that's a made-up statement. And we're offended, you know, because what we're talking about is our children, and they're just saying you can wash your hands because they're just genetic defects anyway, and just keep giving us more money to drug them.
I mean, that's an amazing.
Alex, this time, I look forward to coming back with you again and doing a longer segment. I really appreciate your having me on, and keep up the good work, okay?
Dr. Breeding, God bless, and take care, my friend.
Okay, thanks. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Those are the type of Republicans we need, by the way. Ron Paul's helping. Susanna Hupp's helping, state rep, Republican. And I was going to get to it, we didn't have time. I mean, it's the Democrats and the neocons everywhere pushing this. And, you know, I'd vote Republican, and I do vote for Republicans like that. But most Republicans are actually some of the worst people out there promoting this, along with the Democrats. Very, very serious. We'll be back with your calls, and then Charlotte Iserby, stay with us.
Berkey,